Matthew chapter 5, verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And that's all we're going to read to you. And when you go home, you can read the rest of this chapter. This is called the Beatitudes. But it seemed like the Lord laid this on my heart Wednesday about mercy. Sometimes we think, well, I'll do this or I'll do that. I've worked, I've earned the money, I'll do this or I'll make this plan or I'll make that. We couldn't catch another breath without the Lord give it to us.
Amen.
Heart wouldn't beat one more time without the Lord give it
That's
to
right.
us. Our eyes would never open to see another sunrise without the Lord willed it.
Amen.
You see, friend, we're just here by God's mercy.
Amen.
So let me just ask you this, and I'm just going to talk until the Lord comes by. Would you agree that we're all sinners?
Amen.
Okay. That's a little weaker, wouldn't it? Preacher, I used to be a sinner, but I got saved. Are you still in the flesh? You don't have your glorified body yet, do you? This cannot please God. This flesh cannot please God. I believe the Bible says the carnal mind is an enmity against God. In other words, you can't please God between your ears. It has to come from your heart.
Amen.
And see, as long as I heard a preacher one time asked in his sermon, I want everybody to raise their hand that was perfect. Well, I can't. I'm not. Yeah, I'm saved, but I still make mistakes, don't you?
Amen.
I still sin every once in a while, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And I still have to ask the Lord to forgive me.
Amen.
And I have to fix things, like Wendy said, and make them right. You see, we're not perfect, but we obtain mercy.
Amen.
You see, friend, this is what the Bible says. We can't say we used to be sinners. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Amen.
All means me.
Yeah.
And all means you. It also says, for while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. You see, without Him, we're surely ruined. Without Him, we'll never accomplish anything meaningful. Without His guidance and without His help and without His mercy, we're headed for ruin.
Amen.
Without the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ, we could all be burning in hell right now. Now, preacher, you're getting a little far out there. Where were you headed before the Lord extended mercy your way? You see, every man, woman, boy, or girl has to give an account for their salvation. Today is the day of salvation. That's what the Bible said. If you hear His voice today, harden not your heart. Why do I need you pray for me for just a minute, will you? Why do I need to be saved, preacher? What do I need to be saved from? You see, sin, and all of us are sinners, sin dooms us to a devil's hell. You may try your best to be a good person. You may try your best to give your money to the church and never miss a service, but that can't wash away your sin. I like this song, don't you? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There's a reason. I know you know the story about Jesus, don't you? You know that He came to this world and was born a virgin birth. Your Sunday school teachers have taught you this. They certainly have. You know that He was born in a manger in Bethlehem. You hear that? We celebrate it every Christmas season with the pageant here at church. But did you know why He had to come? Did you know why that he had to come humble? Why that he had to come and suffer and bleed, and they beat him and they put the crown of thorns on his head? Do you like being made fun of? I don't. It hurts, don't it? And they made a mockery out of him. They got down in front of him, and the Roman soldiers did, and they said, "Hail, King of the Jews." They made fun out of him, laughed at him, and had no idea that he was bringing their salvation in that very moment, in that very instant. You see, the reason you need to be saved is because hell is real, and every man, woman, boy, and girl that doesn't ask Jesus to be their Savior is going there. I'd like to keep you from that place. These folks, these older folks, I know this is you Sunday, so I just got to preach what the Lord will give me. These older folks that's worked with you and loved on you, there is a reason they do that. It's not because they just feel like they have to or it's their job. It's because they want to see you live for Jesus. They want to see you have peace in your heart and joy when you lay down at night, knowing that if you don't wake up in the morning, you don't have to go to that awful place anymore. Yes, hell is real. And yes, it's an awful place. But God had mercy on sinners like you and I when he sent his only Son, the best that heaven had. He searched the heaven and the earth. We got some fine folks here at Dutch Bottoms. We got some preachers here at Dutch Bottoms. We got good deacons here at Dutch Bottoms. We got good godly men and women that sat here in the pews over the years. God considered all of them, and none of them were worthy. He looked to find one without sin, and the only one he could find was his only begotten Son, the Son that he loved. And he said, "I'll send him. I'll send mercy." I know they call him Jesus, but you could also call his name Mercy, because he gave his life so that we wouldn't have to die and go to hell when life is over.
Mercy's something that's not extended much in this day and age. I thought as you talked about the young man that you passed, the homeless man. Do you know that scripture? We read about the fella. The priest passed him right on by. The Levite passed him right on by. But there was one that showed him mercy, wasn't there? The good Samaritan showed him mercy. Do you know, but for the grace of God, you could be homeless? Right. Now, I work, preacher. If the Lord determines it, or if he allows Satan to do it, there's not a thing you can do about it. Yeah. But for his mercy, it's because of his mercy that we are not consumed. Is that not what the book says? Right.
Amen.
You know what's keeping you out of hell? Here's your pastor. You know what's keeping me out of hell? God's mercy.
Amen. Amen.
Here's a fellow that pastored, preached for years. All the good deeds that he did, all the good times he felt God's power in his life. And you know the only reason he's not going to hell? God's mercy.
Amen.
Here's a fellow that works hard every day, that he tries to do his best for the children of East Tennessee. He no doubt puts in extra time and extra hours, and his heart gets heavy and sometimes it gets broken. And for all the good things that he does in life, you know what's keeping him out of hell? God's mercy. I'm here to tell you today, we'd be ruined without it. We'd be helpless without it. We'd all burn for an eternity. But God loved us enough that he had mercy on sinners like you. you and I. And I'm glad he don't play favorites. Just because I'm a preacher doesn't mean that he has it for me and not for you. When I was saved, I wasn't a preacher. When I was saved, I didn't sing. When I was a preacher, I didn't play a note. You know what I was? An ignorant 8-year-old boy, ugly and homely. But God had mercy, and he sent a preacher to obey the Lord and preach to me, Jesus, that you must be born again. He had good Sunday school teachers that loved me and hugged my neck and told me that even an old boy like me could be saved. And when I called on him and said, Jesus, please save me, you know what he showed me? He was God. He created the heavens and the earth. His Son is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But you know what he did when a little 8-year-old boy said, please save me? He showed me mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
So, you know, what the Bible says, Jesus was there, and they brought to him a woman that was in, that had been caught in the very act of adultery. We think we got our sins hidden. He already knows. And we're guilty. And Lisa and Becky, you may have to sing the song here after a while. We're just guilty. I can't say, no, that wasn't me, because he knows it was. They brought to him a woman caught in the very act of adultery.
Amen.
And they tried to trip him up. They said, what Moses said, that we are to just stone her, kill her. She's guilty. There's no doubt. She deserves the punishment. And we should just stone her and do away with her. But what sayest thou? Here's what he said.
Bless him, Lord.
He bent down and took his finger and he played in the dust. And he wouldn't say anything. And they kept on. Well, what sayest thou? And when they wouldn't relent, you know what he was doing in that time? He was playing in the dust. He was playing in the dust. You may think you know it all until Jesus fingers around in your heart and plays in that dust. And then you'll figure out just how much you need God's mercy. He stood and he said, ye without sin, cast the first stone. Uh-oh. You know how far the stones got? To their feet. And one by one, they dropped those stones from the eldest to the youngest and walked away. You see, you know why the world don't care much for us religious folks? We spend too much time doing this, pointing at others, instead of looking in to ourselves. If we'd stop and think about how many times the Lord has shown mercy on my ignorance. Amen?
Amen.
On my stupidity. When I thought of your... I've been guilty of that, have you? I thought. That's the problem right there.
Yeah.
His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his ways are higher than our ways, thus saith the Lord. Yeah. Well, I'll just go and I'll just do what I want to do. My friends love me, yeah, but where are they going to be when you need mercy? I've got enough money to do what I want to do. And what are you going to do when it's all gone? Who's going to show you mercy? Well, I feel like this or I feel like that. It doesn't matter how you feel. One day, somewhere, you're going to need mercy.
Amen.
This woman needed mercy. They were calling for her death, for her destruction. And as they turned and walked away, Jesus turned to the woman and he said, "Woman, where are thine accusers?" And she said, "Lord," and she looked around, I'm sure. She said, "Lord, I have none." He said, "Neither do I condemn thee." You know what he was giving her? Mercy.
Amen.
He said, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." She was caught in the very act of adultery. She was guilty, no doubt. And the Old Testament called for her destruction. Listen, I know that I was a sinner. I know where I was headed. I was headed for hell. I was afraid to lay down, Keith, and close my eyes because I'm afraid if I didn't wake up, hell would be my home and there wasn't a thing I could do about it. So what did I get when I prayed? I prayed and God gave me mercy.
Amen.
And he's got it for you too. He's got it for you too. How do you know, preacher? I know the Bible says he's nigh to them that are of a broken heart. Are you afraid? Is that heart about to beat out of your chest?
Bless him, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Fear on you. I'm going to preach you something you don't hear much anymore. That's called condemnation.
Amen.
And you can't get saved unless you have it.
That's right.
You have to want to be saved from that awful place. Jude says some saved by fear. Listen. He said, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." He showed mercy on her. Let's go one more place. You've got another minute or two, don't you? Not even 12 yet. You can still have chicken after a while. All right. We read where Jesus got off the boat on the Sea of the Gadarenes. And when he got off the ship, there was a man. And he was tormented. He was tortured. And his first words to the Savior was, "I pray thee, torment me not. I've had all I can take. I can't take any more. I know who you are." Listen, it's not hard to discern who the Lord is. It's not hard. How about this? He was born in a manger. He died on a cross. He rose on the third appointed morning. And according to history, that was some 2,000 years ago. His physical flesh has not been on this earth in 2,000 years. And yet all through this service this morning, we can feel his presence.
Amen.
We can feel him in the midst. It's not hard even for sinners to realize and recognize the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
How about it, sinners? When you were lost and undone and the church got in power and that fear set up on the inside, you knew God was in the midst.
Amen.
And you knew he was dealing with your heart. See, sinners can recognize the presence of the Lord. This man recognized who Jesus was. And he said, "I pray thee, torment me not." He knew the Lord had power. He knew what the Lord could do. And he knew where he was at and what he had been. And he didn't want the Lord to torment him. Oh, but that wasn't what the Lord showed him, was it? He showed him mercy. Aren't you glad? No matter what shape you're in, if you've been drugged out of your mind, if you've been drunk, if you beat your family and your wife, it don't matter. If you come with him before him with a broken heart and a contrite, what's that word mean? That means crushed spirit. If you come for him and bang, I'm going to guarantee you he'll give you mercy.
Amen.
Well, preacher, I'm not done any of that. I'm a pretty good person.
Lord.
You're still bound for hell without Jesus.
Amen.
And you still need mercy.
Amen.
I pray thee torment me not. He said, what is thy name? And the man said, Legion, for we are many. You see, my friend, we don't always know what somebody else is going through. I want you to come to the realization of what Legion was going through. The devils, the demons that were within him, said, cast us not out into the deep, but cast us into the swine. There was a herd of swine and pigs over there, 2,000 swine. And the Lord cast those demons into the swine. And as soon as the Lord cast those demons into the swine, they ran violently. What's that mean? They didn't take their time. They couldn't take it. They ran as fast as their legs would carry them into the waters and were drowned. Legion had that all on him. Just one person tormented night and day. This is a man that ran naked in the tombs. This was the man that they put chains and fetters on. Fetters are those things that lock your ankles so that you can't walk. And he was so in so much trouble, he'd just break them. They had tried to help him. They had tried counseling. Have you ever had folks trying to do that? Oh, preacher, can you tell me what I need to do? And you'll try your best to pray with them. You try your best to give them good, sound advice. And they ignore the very one that can extend mercy for them. I can't do things to help you in my flesh. I'm just a man. These preacher men are just men. And they've got kind words for you. They'll pray for you. But if you really want help, you need to get to the one that can show you mercy. Who is that preacher? That's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In Him, we live and move and have our very being. This was a man that most folks might ignore. He was in trouble. But instead of, as some religious folks would do, instead of shooing him away, Jesus showed him mercy.
Amen.
Mercy. And when the town folks came to see what was going on, they had heard about the swine. The keepers of the swine went into town and told them what had happened. They come back and they recognized it. Is that him? Is that him? Kind of looks like him. But the last time I saw him, his face was contorted. Is that him? But the last time I saw him, he was running naked in the tombs. Is that him? I believe that's the one that maybe I tried to help and it didn't do any good. Got a little closer. A little closer. They said, well, that's him. But there's something different about him. He's got a smile on his face. He's got peace in his heart. He's clothed and in his right mind. And notice where he was. He was at the feet of Jesus.
Amen.
I don't care what you're going through. Thank you, Lord. I don't care what you're going through in life. I don't care what Satan has to throw at you. I don't care what storm looks so violent that it's raging and the waves are over your head and the wind's blowing into your face. Realize this, the only real peace you'll ever find is at the feet of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Mercy.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Mercy, mercy. God's loving mercy.
Young people, you did well. Well, let me tell you something. You will never open your eyes a single day without the mercy of God. Legion was found clothed and in his right mind, and at the feet of Jesus. I don't know how many years he'd been tortured. I don't know how many years he carried that burden. But when he met Jesus and found mercy, he was at peace. He was happy. And I'm going to preach this, and I'll be done here in just a minute. It's hard for me. And I know we go through trials. I know we got trouble. But no matter what's going on in my life, I've still got Jesus.
That's right.
I still have that peace.
Amen.
You did a good job singing this morning, young folks. When I was a little boy, a little younger than you teenagers, we used to sing, I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. I can finish it. Down in my heart, I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. This is the best part. Down in my heart to stay. It's still there. I got it when I was 8 years old. And I've been through a lot. I've had a lot of trials, a lot of troubles, a lot of heartaches. But I've still got something down in my heart that Satan can't touch. It's sealed. Till the day of redemption. He can't take it away. He can't do a thing with it. And the mercy that Jesus showed when he saved me is going to take me from this world to glory one day after a while.
Amen.
I was down praying a minute ago, and I thought about your request for your son. I tried my best to pray for your children.
Yeah.
And I tried my best to pray for your children.
Yeah.
And I prayed for the children here at the church. And then I prayed for my children.
Mm-hmm.
And I prayed for my grandbaby. And I told the Lord I'd like to see her saved.
Yeah.
We got to see her a few weeks ago. Oh, she's sweet little thing, and I love her to death. She's not special. She is to me, but to the world, to old Satan, she's not special. To the world and to Satan, your children aren't special. He'd just as soon destroy them as he would destroy mine or me. You're not special. But for all us unspecial people, God gave a common salvation.
Amen.
He gave something that even an old ignorant boy like me could still get and still be sealed until the day of redemption. He gave a made a way. You don't have to know how to read. You don't have to be intelligent. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to have a big name in this world. Aren't you glad all you've got to do is ask and you shall receive. Ask for mercy and he's got it just for you. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Amen.
New Testament says, singing songs and making melody in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
It also says over in Galatians chapter 6, I believe it is, pray without ceasing.
Yeah.
There's other things. Failing not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner some is, but exhorting one another and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to sing. It's good to pray. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against God. It's good to read God's word.
Amen.
It's good to go to church.
Amen.
But Jesus said, And this is the only thing I read in the Bible that we absolutely have to do. Jesus said, you must be born again. You have to be saved. You have to know. How can I know, preacher? You know that you passed from death into life because you love the brethren. Remember, churchgoer. Well, preacher, I'm so-and-so at Dutch Bottoms. Are you? You're sitting here through God's mercy.
Amen.
I'm going to pick on you, Keith. I hope you don't mind. Keith, I remember when Keith's grandmother played the piano at Dutch Bottoms. We can go on down the line. Keith's daddy was a deacon at Dutch Bottoms for years and years and years. Now Keith, third generation, is a deacon here at Dutch Bottoms. And you know the only reason he's going to get to go to heaven is because of God's mercy.
Amen.
Aren't you glad that he showed you mercy? He could have let you go to hell, but he had mercy. When you were right over there, I believe it was. Oh, he had mercy. I don't know where you got saved, but I believe you do. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
I believe it's a no-so thing.
Yes.
You believe God's a big God?
Amen.
You believe he created the heaven and the earth?
Yes.
You believe that he put his hands in the dust and formed man in his image and his likeness? Listen, you think God's not powerful? All he had to do was breathe. And we have soul. And you're telling me a great God like that could come into your heart and you don't know? I believe God's so big, you can't help but recognize him.
That's right. Amen.
All right, I'm about done. Go to school. Get all the education you can get. I know we've got fundamentalists and folks that teach you are just stay just right here in this little shell. Read your book. You're in the world. Is that not what it says? You're in the world, but you're not of the world.
Amen.
All right, young folks. Seem like they're all just concentrated right around in here.
Mm-hmm.
You got a friend that's lost. You got a family member that's lost. And you may have, I know some of you are homeschooled, some of you go back to Cobb County or wherever it is you go. You're going to hear cussing. You're going to hear things that you don't need to listen to.
That's right.
You're in the world, but you're not out of the world.
Amen.
So when you hear that and you hear people all involved in that and how it's tore them up, remember the mercy that God showed you. You don't need that stuff.
Right.
Because you got something better when Jesus saved your soul.
Everyone.
You got something worth more than anything they could put out.
Amen.
Friend, I'm here to tell you today, well, preacher, I thought I was saved. You better know.
Amen.
Amen.
You better know.
It's true.
Ask these. Preacher man, the hardest funeral to preach is somebody that didn't know.
Yeah.
Somebody, you lost a dear friend this week.
Mm-hmm.
He knew.
Yeah.
He knew.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it said the other day. I guess it was Rick said it Wednesday night.
the preacher may come and he may say some kind words and things like that. You've already preached your funeral by the life you lived. Let me tell you this, it's come to me. I guess I've told it before. I think Ethan's 17, if I'm not mistaken. Some of you about his same age. When I was a senior in high school, I was a backward boy. I know, it's hard to believe. I had a friend, and we graduated. About a week after we graduated, we had took heat and air in high school, and I did all right in it. He wanted me to come and help him figure out some problems at his house with the air conditioner. And I went, stayed all day with him. We worked on the air, tried our best to get it fixed. We talked and did different things. But the one thing I didn't do was tell him what good thing I had.
Yeah.
I didn't tell him about Jesus. I didn't tell him about the best thing that I had in life. And then about 6 weeks later, he was in a car on a mountain in Kentucky. He was drunk. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Him and a buddy and ran the car off a cliff. Killed instantly. If I'd have done what the Lord wanted me to do, I don't know. I hope he found mercy. But that's between him and God. But if I'd have done what I should have done, maybe he could have found it before he went off that cliff. You see, friend, what you do matters. Has Jesus saved you?
Amen.
Okay. Appreciate that, older folks. Jesus signed him. Maybe you didn't teach a class or you didn't sing a song, but I believe, I don't know of any of you that don't have the ability to open your mouth. Young people. I'm talking to those folks over there, talking to these right here in the middle, and that one, and that one back there. If Jesus saved you, say amen.
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 He didn't save you to sit down. Let's finish with Legion. That's a good way to finish. Let's go right there. When Jesus went to get back on the ship, can't you see him? Jesus went to get back on the ship, and he stepped up on the bow. Here come Legion right behind him. He wanted to get in the ship and go with Jesus. And Jesus said, no, son. I want you to stay here, and I want you to publish. I want you to tell what good things the Lord hath done for you. The night that Jesus saved me, I could have went with him right then. But you know what he did? He said, no. He said, I want you to stay here. You know why he wanted me to stay? So I could preach to you this morning, you must be born again.
Amen.
So I could tell. What's that song? I've always had a place to sleep, clothes to wear, and food to eat. God has been so good to me. He wants me to declare his blessings every day. He wants me to tell him the joy that it is in knowing him. He wants me to tell troubled souls about the peace I have in being saved. I'm here to tell you today, don't sit down on your salvation. Paul told Timothy, always be ready to give reason for the hope that lies within you. Have you got hope of a better place? Jesus saved you. Are you going to heaven? Then tell the world what Jesus means to you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Bless
the Lord.
If you're here and your name is Legion this morning, Jesus can take care of that. He's got mercy for you.
Amen.
If you're here and you're guilty and you know you're guilty just like the adulterous woman, Jesus has got mercy for you.
Amen.
He can take care of that.
Amen.
Now let's cover this. What did Jesus tell the adulterous woman? He said, go. Is that all he said?
No.
No. He said, go and sin no more. Sin is sin, whether I do it or whether you do it. And God's not pleased with it, whether I do it or whether you do it. He showed mercy on the woman. He forgave her, but he wanted her to stay out of the sin. Repentance is not, I got caught, I'm sorry. Repentance is, look what this has done to my life. Look what this has caused. Look how far I am away from God. I'm going to quit what I was doing, and I'm going to try my best to get to the Lord. Young people, what you do matters.
Yes.
We got some amens on that. Parents, what you do matters.
Amen.
Grandparents, what you do matters.
Yes.
And if you identify, here we go. If you identify yourself as a Christian, what you do matters.
Amen.
And if you're here and backslid on God and ain't felt His power in a year or 2 years or 5 years, what you do today matters. You don't have to stay that way. The prodigal didn't, did he? He found himself down in the muck and the mire. He was sick of his situation. Are you about sick of it, backslider? You can get out of that muck. You can get out of that mire. I've got good news for you. God has mercy.
Amen.
But He's not going to accept and condone my sin.
That's it.
And He won't yours either.
That's exactly right.
I don't know, preacher. I'll do that one day, will you? The guy that had all the blessings and had the barns full said that himself. And guess what? His soul was required that night. Well, when I get cancer, when I'm in the hospital, then I'll. Really? My friend went off that cliff and the impact killed him instantly. Who knows if he had time to pray? Could be you if you're here and you don't know Jesus. Now, preacher, you shouldn't preach that scaredy religion. I'm trying my best to preach to you. You need to be saved.
Amen.
Amen.
If we're not in the saving business, Dutch Bottoms, what's the point?
That's it.
If we're not trying to get our people saved, well, preacher, I've got to do this. I've got to do that. Tell you what we've got to do. We've got to pray.
Amen.
We've got to lift up the name of Jesus.
Amen.
What I think doesn't matter. What you think doesn't matter. But this is what He promises. He said, and if I be lifted up, are you lifting Him up? Are you lifting Him up? Remember the man sick of the palsy and they had to put him up on the roof? One born of four. If it had been one born of one, I'd say the average weight of a man is around 200 pounds, give or take a pound or two. How many of you big old strong husky men could whip up 200 pounds over your head? That'd be a little hard, wouldn't it? You might do it for just a few seconds, but you know what you'd do? He'd come right back down. I've seen them weightlifters, have you? And if he weighed 200 pounds, a bale of hay weighed anywhere from 75 to 100 pounds, won't it? And sometimes when it's, you aren't, you know what I'm talking about. And you get a hold of them strings,
And it might weigh 75 to 100 pounds. And if you got a big old stack going up on the wagon, you might have to throw that thing way up over your head. And that's 75 to 100 pounds. But to take it and hold it there is something totally different, isn't it? And one man doing that would really, really struggle and might not ever accomplish it. But if I get my friend to help me with my sinner that's in trouble, it gets a little easier to bear the load. And if Keith helps me and Chuck helps me and Gary all help me, four men can handle 200 pounds pretty easily, can't they? Now stop and think. If I say pray for my child, and you pray too, and you pray too, and you pray too, and you pray too, how much easier it's going to be.
Amen.
To get them to Jesus. And you know what he's got for them when they come calling? Mercy. It don't run out. One day, when he comes back, mercy will be done.
Yeah.
But today, he's got mercy for you if you call on him.
Amen.